Good morning and welcome to Schools In, a regular 30-minute segment produced and presented by school students of the Yarra Valley.
Hello, my name is Bailey and we're live with Connor and Kaylee from Mount Evelyn Primary School. I like to play AFL football and I barrack for Carlton. They're not going so well right now, but I think we will win a few games this year, hopefully against Collingwood. I like to dirt bike ride and play with my dogs, Kobe and Peanut. Miss Craig and Miss Orme are my teachers and they're the nicest teachers ever. In a couple of weeks, grade sixes are going to Lillardale High to a sports carnival. We also have production this year. Everyone is excited and I'll tell you more about that later. So talk about you, Connor.
Hi, my name is Connor. I have two dogs called Bruno and Gracie and I have three fish as well. My hobbies are playing video games and fixing things. Like right now, I've been fixing my teacher's pin art toy, which is broken in class, accidentally, of course. My favourite video games are Terraria, Minecraft, Ark, and Super Mario Run. When I'm not playing games or fixing stuff, I like to watch gaming YouTube videos so I can know which games I want to play next. So now let's talk about you, Kaylee.
Hi, my name is Kaylee. My hobbies are drawing, gaming and swimming. I have no pets, but I would love to have a dog. My favourite type of dog is Blue Heeler. My favourite type of drawing is manga and I do it all the time, at home and at school whenever I'm allowed. I like sandbox type games, including The Sims, Stardew Valley and Minecraft. A sandbox game is a game where you have freedom to create and do things in the game world. So now we're listening to Say Amen by Panic at the Disco.
Traveling in packs that I can't carry anymore. We're waiting for somebody else to carry me. There's nothing that's there for me at my door. All the people I know aren't who they used to be. And if I try to change my life one more day, there would be nobody else to save. And I can't change into a person I don't wanna be. So, oh, it's Saturday night. Every morning when I wake up, I wanna be who I couldn't say I'd ever been. But it's so much more than I ever was. If every night I go to sleep knowing that I give everything that I had to give, man, it's all I could have asked for. I've been standing up beside everything I've ever said, but oh, it's Saturday night. Could have ever been. If I had one more day to wish, if I had one more day, I could be better, but baby, oh, it's Saturday night. Oh,
On Wednesday, it was district swimming for our school. A group of our level 6 kids participated doing swimming events such as butterfly, breaststroke and backstroke and freestyle. There was also a freestyle relay. Our classmate Lockie came second in freestyle and breaststroke. He also came first in backstroke. He will be going into the next round as well. Cindy tried really hard and beat her personal best. Sasha came second in breaststroke and also came fourth in the finals race too. John did backstroke and tried very hard. He also competed in freestyle relay and came second. Well done to everyone who had a go. So kind of tell us about your goals and what you thought year six would be like.
When I was transitioning to year six, I was quite scared because I thought it was going to be hard. But so far, it has been all right. Two of my goals are trying to concentrate more in class and fixing Mrs. Craig's pin art toy. Some of the things we have done in year six already are Cartesian coordinates, world maps, and reading books together in class.
I thought grade six was going to be scary and way harder than grade five. And I thought I was going to have a mean teacher, but I'm glad she's not mean at all. I have three goals for the year. The first goal is to get good grades in school. My second goal is to get better at times tables. And my last goal is to fill my sketchbook completely by the end of the month. Now we're listening to Radioactive by Imagine Dragons.
I thought year six was going to be a hard, challenging year, but with my teachers, they make work more fun, better, and more challenging. One of my goals is to ride my bike to school three times a week. My favourite teacher is Miss Orme. Miss Orme hardly ever gets mad and always keeps calm and loves her students. My favourite classroom assistant is Miss Craig because she's like a nan and gives us lots of love.
My absolute favourite teacher is Miss Orme because she encourages me and my classmates. Almost never gets angry and she tries to make work fun, and that's why she's my favourite teacher.
My teachers are Mrs. Orme and Mrs. Craig. They're the best teachers in the world. Mrs. Craig is like a grandma, and Mrs. Orme is never mean and barely gets mad at the class and always makes things fun. Now we're listening to Havana by Camila Cabello.
Traffic jam, yeah. I was quick to pay that girl like Uncle Sam. Here you go, ayy. Take it on me, ayy. Shawty craving on me, get the beating on me. She waited on me, damn. Shawty caking on me, got the bacon on me. This is history in the making, homie. Point blank, close range, that thing. If it goes a million, that's me. I was getting moolah, baby.
I'd like to give shout-outs to my really good friends Kaylin, Harley, Jackson, Cody, Tyson, Aaron, Oscar and Jacob for being really good mates, and my family members for looking after me.
I want to give shout-outs to Jacob B, Reese, Blake, Noah, my two dogs, sister, Nan Nan and my mum and dad.
I want to give shout-outs to my cousin Izzy, who may or may not be listening, Nana, Nanny, Mrs. Orme, Mrs. Craig, Inara, Charlie, my buddy, Noah, Brooke, and Mrs. Dykstra.
Speaking of buddies, this year we This year we have buddies who are foundation students. We do lots of activities with them, and we help them get used to being at school. We get to have a buddy each to look after. For the first time we met them, we had lunch with them and read a book. The second time, we made fruit kebabs and got to play with them in their classroom. We will be having lunch with them again today and taking them out to the big playground. It's been so much fun meeting our buddies, and I can't wait to do more things with mine.
This term, our subject focus is geography. We've been looking at the Australian states, territories and cities, and Indigenous countries within Australia. We've also researched the location of famous landmarks around the world, like the Eiffel Tower and the Stonehenge. We are going to be deciding where we think the best place in the world would be to live. We get to show where we decided and why at our expo day on Thursday, April the 4th. I am looking forward to our expo. Other events that are happening this term include Photo Day, an African drumming incursion, Year 6 Sport Round Robin Day, Hoodies for Autism, yay, Ride to School Day, and Grip Conference for our school captains. Last week we had Library Lovers Day. We would like to thank Mrs. Bentley for being a wonderful support person in our school. She works hard to keep our library well stocked and organized. She also drives us to the radio show. Thank you.
This term we will start rehearsals for school production of The Lion King. Mrs. Barker is running auditions for the main roles. Everyone in grade 5 and 6 will be involved in the final event. I read lots of books over the holidays, and I decided to write a book report on my favourite one. Here it is, Diary of a Wimpy Kid. This is a great book because it's a unique story about a boy named Greg. He's a 12-year-old boy going through middle school. He has a big brother who bullies him and a younger brother, Manny, who is a whinger. Both Roderick and Manny make life difficult for him. Greg has a good friend called Riley who he does everything with, including getting up to mischief. I like this book because I find it funny and one I can relate to, as the character is my age and it's based on school and family life.
This year I have been chosen to be art aunt by our new art teacher, Mrs. Johnston. I'm going to talk about a little bit about what I'm looking forward to in art this year. I'm looking forward to sewing and dry felting, using clay to make pots or creatures, and also drawing, and especially making stamps like we did last year. The main thing I am looking forward to is knitting. I love knitting. Now that I've told you what I want to happen, I'll tell you what we've already done. Mrs. Johnston, the art teacher, has taught us how to make Dr. Seuss wacky towns and houses. It was lots and lots and lots of fun. Then we made origami dragon eyes that move. I really should give a shout out to Mrs. Johnston, because even though she's only new to our school, she is a great teacher.
Okay, now I've got a couple of questions to ask you, Bailey. What's the best thing that you did over summer?
Well, I went up to Port Macquarie and we went to the beach a lot. It was really nice up there. There was a fire like a couple of k's away and we could see it from the beach. And the aeroplane's going through, and we saw the aeroplane picking up the water, which was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
We went to a carnival, and we went to one of those inflatable water parks on water.
Well, that sounds like absolute fun.
Yeah, it was. Then for Australia Day weekend, we went up to Painesville, and we might be going up there again. We went prawning, caught like about 50 or something prawns. We caught a lot.
Did you eat many?
Yeah, they were really nice. I caught a brim fish. Me and my brother went spearing. We caught a floody, which was like 10 centimetres long though.
Cool.
It was tiny. Yeah, it was really fun.
Sounds like you had absolute fun. Connor, did you do anything exciting?
No, not that much, but I went up to a place we like to call the block and we caught a monster flathead. It was giant. I didn't really have that interesting of a holiday.
You just relaxed and took it easy, did you?
Yes.
Excellent. Okay, Kaylee, did you do anything exciting?
I did have my birthday party and had a cream cheesecake.
Yeah.
My Nana made it for me. It was very delicious.
Okay, what else?
I also went to the beach.
Mm-hmm.
And I went...
So many things, you can't remember them.
I went boogie boarding.
Mm-hmm.
On the water.
Okay. Do you have any pets in your classroom?
We do have a lizard that's called Mr. Lizard.
Nice.
As a shared pet for the grade sixes.
Yeah, what sort of lizard is he?
He's a blue tongue.
Nice. Nice. What about you, Bailey?
Yeah, we just got Mr. Lizard as well.
Oh, you three are in the same class together?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What about pets at home? Do you have a special one?
I got a Jack Russell and Labrador.
Okay.
And he's like golden.
Nice.
I already told you about my two dogs.
You did? You did? Peanut, I remember. That is an excellent...
No, his is
you
Peanut.
Had Peanut.
I had Bruno
Peanut.
And Gracie.
You did. Okay. One more question. What specialists do you do? What do you mean by specialists and do you do them at school? So, Connor.
Well, specialists are like classes other than like, you know, the normal ones like math, geography.
Oh, okay.
And we have art, sport, music. Science.
Yep. So, and all three of you do those specialist classes together?
Yeah.
You do. Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do any of you go to after school care at all? You do? Yep. What do you do there? I mean, some people might not know what you actually do at after school care. So, what do you do?
Well, after school care is like free time pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
You can draw, you can write, you can play around in the gym.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, it's not very interesting. Normally, I just sleep at after school care.
Nice. That sounds so thrilling.
Take naps.
And take naps, and why not? Okay, I'd like to thank you three lovely students for coming in today and having a chat. Okay, would you like to say your thank yous?
We would like to thank you for all listening today and giving us a chance to speak on radio. We are so proud of being in Year 6. And now for our last song, Happy by Pharrell Williams.